It is the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. In studio this morning is Michael Horn. Michael with, of course, Swift Creek Trading Company. And it's been 1 year since Michael took over ownership and management of Swift Creek Trading Company, the iconic business in downtown Afton. Michael, congratulations on the 1 year anniversary. I bet it's been quite the whirlwind and up and down roller coaster. I can only imagine.
Man, it's so incredible. Thank you, Duke. Thank you for having us over here and just to talk about this. Yeah, in a year, it's just been amazing what we've been able to accomplish and do with the store and be able to do with the community. I think back a year ago, November 1st, oddly enough, the same night that I took over ownership of Swift Creek Trading, I was also asked to start building the synagogue for the Journey to Bethlehem. So it was 20-hour days for a month straight.
Wow. Well, you've done a fantastic job. Let's start with what happened inside the store initially. You've done some work on the interior and some remodeling, put in a lot of work.
Yeah. So, my vision always was being able to tell the story of Star Valley. So every piece of art, everything that we put in there has a story. A lot of it is stuff that I purchased at auctions for various benefits over the year. We had some influence from our local Western artists, Steve Johnson and Doug Monson, and then obviously Val Bagley did a really creative photo op scene. We're really excited about that. And then just going through, we were fortunate enough to pick up somebody on the team recently, Bonnie Smith, who just has some amazing retail merchandising skills. So even over the past month, there's just been significant changes within the store. The biggest thing, though, obviously, was we needed to liquidate some inventory, make some room, make the store more shoppable, and then bring down our demographic. You know, we still want to cater to all the age demographics, but we really wanted to focus on the youth, especially the preteens. We feel like that, you know, that's a big struggle, so we wanted them to have apparel and stuff that they'd feel comfortable in.
Absolutely. So tell us about the kind of the branding of Swift Creek Trading and what your vision was when people think of Swift Creek Trading. What do you want them to think of?
Man, I love that. And, you know, if you're driving down Main Street now, you'll see that we put up a new sign. And thank you to Sky Clark and her time, and thank you to the Neild family. I can tell you from the first day that I walked in the store, I always had a vision that the Neild family, Joe Neild and his kids, they've always exemplified what this valley means to me, the ranching, the agriculture. I think of Hatterley Farms. I think of Jody Shumway and Shumway Farms. I think about the staples of the community that are otherwise aging out or dying away, that we desperately need these staples, agriculture, self-reliance, cottage skills, all of these things. We have to pass these down. So when I think of branding, that's our branding. I'm so honored to have the Neild family represented on our sign and represented and reflective of our brand. That's who we are.
Michael Horn in studio today with Swift Creek Trading Company, located in downtown Afton, a clothing and apparel store. But you guys do much, much more than that. Tell us about the expansion in services offered, not just products, but in services.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for me, I'm an entrepreneur. I obviously have done some entrepreneur classes in the community, and I just felt it was real important for me to emulate those concepts and constructs that I was teaching. So I believe that, you know, one brick and mortar should have multiple revenue streams to be able to hedge economic uncertainty. So obviously we had an embroidery machine. We purchased another embroidery machine recently. So we're really pushing that decorative apparel game. We're really excited. I have a $100,000 t-shirt printing machine coming to this valley that's really going to be like an attraction. You'll be able to come in, upload a photo from your cell phone, and have that t-shirt printed in 25 seconds right before your eyes.
Very cool.
Pretty amazing. So,
so you know, people can walk in and just have that done right on site then, right? Immediately.
Man, immediately.
Very cool.
And then, you know, workwear program, you know, we've been fortunate enough to do some work for Silver Star, Lower Valley Energy, a lot of the smaller businesses. We love being able to help them out. Yeah, it's been great.
Michael, let's talk more about what's happening Swift Creek Trading Valleywide and your involvement in the community and some things that you've been able to do over the last 12 months because of Swift Creek Trading.
Absolutely. So, you know, it really started 3 years ago when I came into the valley, and I've just been a real study Some of my global business work is consulting and strategy on sales and marketing, branding within large organizations. So being able to bring those to a small town USA, you know, like Star Valley, and really understanding the needs of the community, really being able to empower, again, you know, we've got this big Yellowstone movement. We've got guys like Taylor Sheridan and some of these other guys who are spending a lot of money in the Western world. I even struggle as a small business owner with the larger vendors like Ariat and Cinch. And some of these companies are actually having discussions where they want to not have the small business owner as part of their business model anymore. So I really want to take the voice to them. I really want them to understand that the local barrel racers, the Lincoln County Rodeo Royalty, anything that's supporting agriculture and equine, we really got to focus on small town, because Yellowstone's not going to last forever. And it was us that really built this culture of Western civilization, more or less, and the multi-generational pioneering heritage of communities like this. So us being able to sponsor young people, you know, our focus is really ag, ranch, women, young people, performing arts. We get behind anything like that. We love to promote anything with the education and get behind the school clubs and things like that as well.
Michael, this is it's been a great year for Swift Creek Trading Company and everything you've been able to accomplish. Of course, every team needs a leader, but every leader needs a team, right? Tell us who's been helping you.
Oh, man. I just got to tell you, yeah, a big thank you to our amazing team of women. We started with 3 employees and we're up to 10, I believe. Actually, maybe 11. We just extended an offer to somebody new. And they make the magic happen every day down at the creek, anchored by my boss, wink, wink, Donnie Tippetts. 20 years serving our community at Swift Creek Trading. And for me, that was, you know, the culture that I wanted to cultivate within our organization. And so I got to tell you, I meet with my leadership team once a week, and it's just such a warm environment. They love what they do. We always go through at the end of our meeting and just kind of what was one positive this week in the store. And yeah, it's just energetic, the feeling that you get in there, and then the positivity that the community brings in. They're part of the team as well.
Absolutely. Any other people to mention here as well as that have been helping you along the way?
Oh, man. Well, I do have a little bit of a list, so if you'll bear with me. But, you know, first and foremost, I just want to say I love you and thank you to my wife and my children for supporting all my dreams. Next to Deb and Marie Wolfley for trusting me and my vision for not only the preservation of Swift Creek as a community staple, but also its future ability to bring our community together and build a stronger brand out of its pioneering legacy. Again, big thank you to the Neal family and a lot of the other multi-generational pioneering families. Big thank you to Lenise McKim. I love you, Lenise. She's my mentor, my sponsor, as I call her. very grateful to her. And then, you know, most of all, Duke, thank you to you. Thank you to SVI. Thank you to this community. Val Bagley, Doug Monson, Steve Johnson, Levi Johnson, Clay Kennington, the Daniels family, everybody came together to help us in some way to get this launch off the ground. So, yeah, definitely thank you to everybody.
Can't wait to see what's next over the next 12 months, Michael.
Man, it's coming.
That's Michael Horn, owner of Swift Creek Trading, and 12-month anniversary, the one-year anniversary for the new ownership at Swift Creek. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.